Shalom, everybody! Parshas Behar begins with the halachos of the Shemitah year and the Yovel year. And then the Torah says in Perek Chafhei, Pasuk Yedalid, V'chi simkeru mimkar la misecha o kano miyad misecha al tonu ish es achiv. If you sell anything to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, al tonu ish es achiv. What does that mean? Al tonu. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Sifra, that al tonu ish es achiv refers to onas mamon. When buying or selling something, you're not allowed to transgress the isser of ona'a, misleading people financially. Don't give them bad advice on purpose, which would cause them not to lose financially. Don't wrong people in financial matters. That's Rashi on this pasuk. And if you fast forward a few psukim to Perek Chavhei Pasuk Yudzain, a couple psukim later, the Torah says similarly, Velo sonu ish es amiso, etc. Don't wrong one another. And on that pasuk, Rashi says, again based on the Sifra, that this pasuk refers not to financially misleading people, but this pasuk tells us that it's usher to verbally do anything that's wrong, verbally wronging people, such as hurting a person's feelings. You can't harass them. You can't give them advice that's unfitting for them. For example, the Sifra says that if a person was a Baal Tshuva, you're not allowed to remind him and say something like, "Oh, remember when you used to do this or that?" Or if they're a convert, it's usher to keep reminding them again and again, "You weren't born Jewish," etc., things like that. So the Pasuk, the Torah in Pasuk Yudalid, refers to misleading or misadvising people financially. That's onas mamon. And in Pasuk Yitzayin, the Torah refers to harassing or giving people bad advice verbally, and that's called onas dvarim. These are obviously tremendously serious averos. But the question is, what are these isurim doing here? The Torah is talking about Shemitah. The Torah is talking about Yovel. What's the connection? The Shemen Atov, Rav Dov, Zev, Weinberger, Shlita, asks this question in the first volume of his Sefer on the Chumash, Shemen Atov, and he gives the following beautiful explanation. He says, at first glance, you might think that these psukim are here because the Torah here talks about buying and selling property and giving a fair price in relation to the number of years before Yovel. If I need to give you your land back in the Yovel year, then the value of the field or the home that I'm buying is directly related to the number of years that I'll be able to use that field or to use that home before Yovel comes. So we have to make sure that the sale price is fair. But the Shemen Atov says that cannot be the only reason why the psukim of Ona'a appear here, because Ona'a with money, Ona'as Mamon, refers to buying and selling movable property, not real estate. So there must be a different, deeper explanation. The Shemen Atov says the connection is this. One of the central themes of Shemitah and Yovel is to strengthen our emuna and to help us have the proper approach to money. Someone could easily and mistakenly think that they're in charge, that they control how much money they make, how much money they get. So they may pull all sorts of shtick. They may, God forbid, mislead people and push them into harmful and detrimental business deals just as long as they get ahead. Comes along the Torah and says, that is ridiculous. The money is not yours. The property is not yours. Hashem and Hashem alone decides how much money you make. The property returns to its owner in the Yovel year. All property returns to its owner after 120 years. You're not in charge. All the tricks and lies and deceit that you can concoct to get ahead is not only morally wrong, it's a facade. Hashem is in charge. Believe in Him, serve Him, and treat others with that in mind. That is the message of Shemitah, that is the message of Yovel, and that is the message of Ona'a. Remember who is in charge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, then we can approach our fields, then we can approach our money, our bank accounts, and of course, our fellow Jews in an appropriately honest way. Have an amazing day, everyone!